Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Donald Trump might want to proofread his Truth Social messages before posting. On Sunday, June 22nd, he shared an update but misspelled his own first name, writing, "The great B-2 pilots have just landed, safely, in Missouri. Thank you for a job well done. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States." Trump, 79, quickly deleted the original post and shared a corrected version, but not before social media users had a field day. One user quipped, "Hopefully Jake Tapper is compiling all of this for his next book," referencing a recent work by the journalist about Joe Biden's cognitive state. Others joked about his mishap, "The 79-year-old bozo in the White House can't even spell his own name correctly." Concerns regarding Trump's mental acuity continue, with one person asking, "Donald, how is he our president?" In recent months, Trump has raised health concerns as well. Reports noted noticeable discoloration and swelling in his hands during the G7 summit, and speculations arose regarding his potential use of a catheter after an unusual shape was spotted down his pants leg. However, it's Trump's foreign policy decisions that have drawn significant scrutiny. On June 21, he announced that the U.S. had launched precision strikes on three key Iranian nuclear sites, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. "Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror," he stated in a televised speech. In a follow-up on Truth Social, he wrote, "Monumental damage was done to all nuclear sites in Iran, as shown by satellite images. Obliteration is an accurate term. The white structure shown is deeply embedded into the rock. Bullseye."
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.